not hard.
It's not natural.
If it goes against God,
it's not factual.
Give me the truth. Listen to the lyric as the negative is shrinking. It's shrinking out your life when you decide to change your thinking. One of the first things we gotta switch around, of course, is Jesus Christ and him dying on the cross. You're looking at the cross, surrounded in its mystery, with Jesus on the cross in total misery. Now separate Jesus from the cross so you can see the truth about the cross, and the cross is history. The cross was created by the Roman government. Its only purpose and use is capital punishment. But Jesus Christ was all about the revolution. While the cross was used as Jesus Christ's execution. See, what if Jesus Christ was hung upon a tree? Upon every church wall, that's exactly what you'd see. If Jesus Christ was shot in the head with no respect, we all have little gold guns around our neck. If Jesus Christ was killed in an electric chair, now get it, you'll be kneeling to the electric chair with Jesus still in it. You gaze upon the cross and you see the execution. You yell stop the violence, but the cross is still used.
It's not natural.
If it goes against God,
it's not factual.
Her truth is not hard.
It's not natural.
If it goes against God,
it's not factual.
Give me the truth. So I say listen, listen. Open up your third eye vision. God is not down with religion. Religion, they be selling it. Listen up, God is intelligent. Reading up the Bible is irrelevant. You gotta look within yourself, not a scripture. KRS-One comes to rearrange the God picture. If you sit and believe, you can't achieve. If you sit and accept, you don't know what's correct or incorrect. Take, for instance, Adam and Eve, the first two people on the planet, or so you believe. Their first time in heaven, kids, they had Cain and Abel. Now let me show you why the story's unstable. According to the story, according to what you believe, there was only Cain, Abel, Adam, and Eve on the whole planet. Now use your intellect and tell me, what did Cain and Abel do for sex? Upon the whole planet, there was not another. Could it be for sex? They were looking at each other. Hold up, I thought the church wasn't into that. But wait, still yet, there is another fact. How did the world get populated? Now tell me if I'm wrong, but obviously Eve had it going on. Think for a minute. I know it gets notorious, but yo, G, check out the chorus.
It's not natural.
If it goes against God,
it's not factual.
Her truth is not hard.
It's not natural.
If it goes against God,
it's not factual.
Give me the truth.
Yo, bring that back. I want to say something on this last master session. Yo, this is Rich Nice. Y'all brothers got to stop treating these hoes like nice girls. And these nice girls like hoes.
True indeed. We like to welcome the rebirth of the goddess. Word up, because it's all about knowledge itself. Yo, Busta Rhymes, why don't you take the session?
Hey, guys. I know this isn't... Oh my goodness. I know that this isn't who you would normally expect to be on at this time, but I'm actually covering for someone. So I just wanted to come on and introduce myself. My name is Sydney, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So the gist for today, the playlist that I'm going to be playing is the second half of the alphabet, because I started the alphabet with my actual show last night. So now we're going to go M through Z. Hopefully we get through all of them. I think we will. And yeah, I don't really have anything else to say for now. So without further ado, I'm playing Mykonos by the Fleet Foxes. So I hope you enjoy.
On Brother, you don't need to turn me away. I was waiting down at the ancient gate.
Time. As the winter turns. lying beside you here in the dark, healing your heart with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere. How could our love be so blind? We sailed on together, the drifted apart, and here you are by my side. So now I come to you, open arms, nothing to hide. Believe what I say. So
I was staring at the sky, just looking for a star to pray on or wish on or something like that. I was having a sweet fix of a daydream of a boy whose reality I knew was a hopeless to be had. But then the dove of hope began its downward slope, and I believed for a moment that my chances were approaching to be grand, but as it came down near, so did a weary tear. I thought it was a bird, but it was just a paper bag. Hunger hurts, and I want him so bad. Oh, it kills, 'cause I know I'm a messy, don't wanna clean up. I got to focus, these hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works. When it costs too much to love. And I went crazy again today, looking for a strand to climb, looking for a little hope. I failed to cope. I said, honey, I don't feel so good, don't feel justified. Come on, put a little love here in my voice. He said, it's all in your head. And I said, so's everything, but he didn't get it. I thought he was a man, but he was just a little boy. Hunger hurts, and I want him so bad. Oh, he kills, 'cause I know I'm a mess. He don't wanna clean up. I got to focus. These hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works when it goes.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine. Beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind.
Ooh,
recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China. She might have been again incidentally in that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris.
Naturally.
Forgot she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of
class.
You're absolutely right. She's out to get you.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
Hey guys, I hope you liked the music I've been playing so far. I just played, Killer Queen by Queen, because I couldn't find any songs that began with Q that I liked, but that's actually not why I came on. I came on because I have a PSA, and it's a new one. I don't think I've ever read this one. But in light of recent field trips in one of my classes, I'm going to do the Tufts University Art Gallery PSA. This is the first time I can remember saying it. Anyway, the Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Eidichman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. My guest here, who I will turn her mic on in a moment, also went to the museum for a field trip recently, which I think is cool. And here to talk about that is the one, the only, Emily. Emily, say hi.
Hello, WMFO. Yeah, I recently went to the art gallery with my archaeology class. There's a exhibition right there right now on Kenneth Tam's various projects, where he's examining masculinity through cowboy culture and his identity as a Chinese American, and also through the lens of fraternities.
Yes, I saw the same exact one because I went with my class called Anthropology of Global Racisms with Dr. Sobrino. I highly recommend taking it. It's a very interesting course. It's amazing. That's my little plug for that. I really enjoyed the exhibition. I thought it was really cool, and it reminded me of like other things that we've been talking about in some of my other classes as well from last semester and this semester. So I feel like one of my favorite parts of college, not to segue, but one of my favorite parts of college has been learning things in different classes and then having them kind of align. Yes. And like starting to form, like, I don't want to say my degree because I haven't taken enough IR classes to like say that. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, basically, yeah. Just forming my education. I don't know how to explain it well, but I think y'all
had a similar kind of moment in my archaeology class. We were reading an article about Neanderthal DNA. It's very exciting stuff. I'm currently in a genetics class and an evolution and ecology class.
Love.
And so we were talking about all of those things at the same time, and we had a lot of overlapping terms, and I had that same kind of culminating experience.
Yeah, multi-regional. Multi-regional. I don't remember the other two because the multi-regional one is the best one. Yeah, I don't know. It's really cool. I've been taking a lot of, humanities, obviously. But, like, a lot of that. I don't even know how to explain these. Like, we started talking about like royal families in Europe because we were talking about genetics and mutations and all that stuff in my Big Bang to Humankind class.
Yeah, and there's certainly an interesting case study.
Very interesting case study, but now it's like, oh my gosh, I finally understand what people have been telling me in all my history classes. Like, it makes sense to me because I was always like, why are they blaming the woman? Like, if it's only in men, it's clearly the men. It's not the men. It's the women who are carriers, which I didn't know.
Yeah, but sometimes it's the men.
It's the men who get it most. Like, if you're a man, you're going to get
it. Depends on the type.
Which is really interesting. But obviously, I'm no science girl. Which is kind of a lie. I literally did science research, but I digress.
Multifaceted.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's really cool. I love college. I love learning.
Mm-hmm.
Except for economics is not my favorite.
Shouts out to my economics major sister listening to this right now.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I can't do it well. Period. So
end of sentence.
It's just like, it's so hard for me. But like some things make sense. Macroeconomics is so much better than micro.
I am probably never going to take either.
I was about to say, did you have to take it in high school? Because we did.
Take is a very broad term. We had a solid 2 weeks where he told us about trends in economics via cheeseburgers and hot dogs and drew actually terrible graphs.
The graphs are so confusing sometimes. I'm like, no, there has to be real. An easier way.
He just like
way.
Did them with Expo markers.
Okay.
And was like, this is an upward trend and this is a downward trend.
The graphs are not my favorite. It's whatever. I need to stop hating on economics. But
it's okay.
What was I going to say? Yeah, no. In high school, my economics class wasn't super aligned with what I'm learning right now. So I'm kind of clueless.
Did you have a class about it?
It was like a semester. We had to take it.
It was like the last half of our Gov class after
that. Oh, it wasn't Gov for us. Like, we still had AP. Our little, like, econ aspect in AP Gov. But we had to take that or, like, some other class. But they were both, like, economics, so. Mm. Not my favorite, but it's okay because I'm taking other really cool classes right now. I took my first class with Proctor, which I'm loving. It's Europe since 1815. Highly recommend. He's teaching Europe to 1815 next semester. If you still don't know what you're taking and haven't registered, it's probably open. It's a really big lecture. I forgot what else I was going to say. Oh, Tuftonia's Day?
Yes.
Was this...
Happy birthday, Tufts.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's a little fair situation.
Was it Saturday?
They ran Saturday from 6 to 10. They had a bunch of, like, fair rides and food trucks and things.
It was very cool. It was a little cold once the sun went down.
Oh, it was so cold.
And I was shivering so bad. And now I still feel the cold in me.
Yeah, but it was so fun.
It was fun. It was... The lines were really
they
long.
They were so
which
long.
Is expected.
There
like,
were, like, six
anytime
food trucks
real
and there
food.
Should have been 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's about the friends you wait in line with.
Oh, yes. It's about the friends you make on the taco truck line for an hour and a half to get zero tacos.
Yeah, that was really sad.
Yep.
But the grilled cheeses, my goodness. As they did, like, the little, like, cheddar crisp or whatever, mm-hmm. cheese crisp on the, like, outside, but the inside was all melty and it was so good. Like,
it was really good.
I need that in my life again. And the bread was nice and like fluffy. Mm-hmm. So good. Really good food.
Perfect sandwich.
I miss it. I miss gluten. Shout out Carm.
I miss fruit.
Yeah.
Shout out fruit.
I need to consume more fruit. I have cucumbers almost every day though, so that's something.
Yep. With hummus.
I also have... No, I don't like
hummus.
No,
that was me.
Oh, yeah. I know you like hummus.
I do.
Unpopular opinion. I feel like I don't like hummus because I don't like the taste of tahini.
Oh. Cut her off.
Yeah. But that's a me problem. Anyway, without further ado, which I say before I play everything, but next up we have Father John Misty. Oh. Okay. Black Sabbath. Pink Floyd, Jack Johnson, Don McLean. I don't know why I said that weird. Chris Isaak, Foo Fighters, Shania Twain, and we'll hopefully end with Billy Joel. I think we have plenty of time to...
Yeah.
We're like halfway through. No, we're not. I lied to you. We're not halfway through, but we're almost there.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
I don't remember what I was going to say. But anyway, yeah, I'm just going to let the songs play. We'll come back on at the end, of course. But I hope you enjoy.
Our hearts are free, so tell me what's wrong with thank you.
away. The time is gone, the song is over. Thought I'd something more to say.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray.
look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils, catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed, broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you.
Hey guys, just wanted to come back on and say that this is Sydney and you're listening to Tunes and Tones. Nope, this is not Tunes and Tones. I'm sorry, I'm covering for someone. But you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry, that was like fully just
instinct,
muscle memory. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed the playlist today. I'm sorry I didn't finish the alphabet. I fear we might have gabbed a bit too much, but that's fine because it's honestly fun to talk. So I mean, you can probably find me on the schedule if you want to hear the last three songs. I think I don't know if I'm doing my show next week, but you'll find me. And yeah, I don't think I have anything else to say. It's been great. I like this time slot, actually. Maybe I'll try to get it next year if no one's trying to get it. But yeah, so this is the last song. It's Wicked Game by Chris Isaak. I just played Vincent by Don McLean, Upside Down by Jack Johnson, Time by Pink Floyd, Solitude by Black Sabbath, which reminds me of first semester a lot, which was last semester for me and Emily. So Emily, do you want to say any parting words before we head out?
Nothing much on my end, just have a good night, WMFO.
Yes, have a lovely night. I hope you enjoy the weather this week. It's supposed to be amazing. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Try and get outside.
Yes, I will hopefully be outside at some point yesterday. Yes. Tomorrow. Wow. Okay,
enjoy
we
the
need
marathon.
To go to bed. Yes, enjoy the marathon. Enjoy Patriots Day. Enjoy not having classes if you don't have classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I will see you in the future. Maybe not next week, but at some point. All right, bye.
Shady place with her lips, she said it.